There's a lovely prayer of blessing about the ways in which we can learn from the different characters in the account of the first Christmas. Some people here will already be very familiar with it. May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. The joy of the angels to begin with. And doubtless the angels themselves felt the joy of God coming to rescue his world. But more than that, they had a message that was able to bring great joy to you and to me. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For some, Christmas is a time of great joy, humanly speaking, either because of meeting up with family members or sometimes because of the gifts that are given. For others, on those kinds of fronts, there can be far more sadness, if we're honest. But the Son of God coming to earth as our Saviour is the cause of real, lasting joy to all people. The joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds. We're told that after the angels had appeared in the fields around Bethlehem and told them of the birth of Jesus, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that had happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. In all kinds of areas of life, if something seems too big to handle, we'll often put it off and avoid doing anything about it for as long as we can. It's all too easy to live by the saying, "Don't put off until tomorrow what you can put off until at least the day after." When people hear of the Lord, or something makes them think about spiritual matters, one of the biggest dangers for many is doing something very similar, and the day after tomorrow never comes. But thinking back to the account we have of the shepherds receiving the good news that the angels brought, well, if they'd delayed for even a day or two, Mary and Joseph and the newborn Jesus might have moved on to other accommodation. They might have missed out completely. But they went with haste. We can learn from that. The eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men too. We don't know exactly where the Magi came from, but whether it was hundreds of miles away, or maybe even thousands, travelling was not easy in those days. We complain about airport queues and extra charges for even just a medium-sized bag, but those are minor inconveniences compared with the real challenge of travelling in the first century. Yet the wise men persevered. They kept on following the star as it led them all the way, first to Jerusalem and then to Bethlehem. In Jerusalem, of course, they came across the chief baddie in the account of the first nativity, Herod, who gives us an example that is very definitely not meant to be copied of self-centred concern for his own interests. But the wise men give us a positive example to follow. For us, in all kinds of areas of life, you need perseverance to succeed. I'm going to suggest that the wise men give a particularly good example of the rewards of persevering in our spiritual lives. Not just being satisfied with a brief inquiry or occasionally looking at the scriptures, but keeping going, assured of Jesus' promise, "Seek and you will find." The perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary. Joseph had a role to play, but Mary's example is probably the most important, for none of this would have happened had she not been willing to play her part in God's extraordinary plan. But when the angel explained it to her, she replied, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." The obedience of Joseph and Mary and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. There is, it's true, something very peaceful about seeing a baby sleep. Though, as we all know, babies are sometimes the complete opposite of peaceful, and we presume the newborn Jesus was no exception. Like every baby before and since, he would have needed to create a racket to let Mary and Joseph know that he needed feeding. Properly understood, the peace of the Christ child, though, is about something far more important than that sense of calm that seeing a sleeping baby can bring. First, it's about his teaching for his followers to seek to live at peace with others, to avoid the selfishness which all too often leads to strife or even wars. But even more importantly than that, it's about peace with God. As our Bible reading put it from Romans chapter 5, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The bad news is that the human race has rebelled against the God who made us and loves us, that we were at war with him. The good news, though, is that through Jesus' coming, we can be put in the right with God. You and I and all Christian believers, all who will come to Christ, can know peace with God through him. So may the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.